Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and others, and including sportsbyline.com and Sports Overnight America.net. Hey, Marty Turow around the globe, of course, at Sports Byline, and of course, our affiliation with American Forces Radio. Looking forward to it. A Thursday into a football Friday. U.S. Open Women's tonight, Flushing Meadow, Queens is where we are, and we look forward to it. All women, all American situation unfolding on each side of the draw. You got Pegula, who is outstanding, Jessica, and then you've got Emma Navarro. And, of course, New York loves big, and they love big money, right? And so, you know, offspring of billionaires. Her dad, Pegula's dad, owns the Buffalo Bills. I think he's got the Penguins, too. And Navarro, with I think her dad had ties to professional football. But anyways, she went off, born in New York City here, and then off to Charleston, South Carolina for school, Florida, obviously the tennis academies. And she played collegiately at Virginia. So that's the tennis, but it's opening night NFL football, right? Let's not kid each other. I mean, we got to talk Ravens, Chiefs, the start of the season. I'd tell you one guy that I'm interested in watching, obviously, is Mahomes, the quarterbacks with Lamar, playoff game a year ago, this time in Kansas City. This rookie the Chiefs have, Xavier Worthy, this kid out of Texas is dynamic. Anyway, he weighs 160 pounds when he's got two bricks in his pockets. I mean, this kid is just an absolute speed merchant, and that is going to get my attention tonight. So we'll keep two eyes on the tennis during, you know, when football's in a pregame mode. Then we gotta split off and, you know, I got to get the phone cooking with the football and the tennis, and away we go. So we look forward to that. Tyler Levine will join us. Off week for EPL, European Premier League, and all the others. Kind of pause for a European break, which is weird. You get all this mojo going since mid-August. Now we get a couple of, you know, a week into September, and they already get like a bye week, and so we don't get back into it until the middle of September, which is a little bit annoying, but a lot to get to. The baseball's got a little juice as well, as we talk the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Friday. It's Sports Overnight America, and I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well,
sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Live in New York as we get ready for the women's semis tonight. And then tomorrow, 3 and 7 Eastern, we'll get the men's semis. And then we set up for a Super Saturday with the Women's Championship Saturday, men on Sunday, 2024 U.S. Open. Good thing the Mets are off tonight, because getting into the National Tennis Center is going to be crazy. Tomorrow night, they're staggering it, because, and they're smart, because they're starting the tennis at 3 and 7 tomorrow, because the Mets are home and the Mets are on fire right now. That'll get Tyler a little riled up, but the Mets are playing great baseball. Just swept the Red Sox, but they got Cincinnati in tomorrow night. So, it's going to be a cluster to begin with. How about those Metropolitans, Mr. Yankee? How you doing, Tyler? Welcome aboard. Let's start right there.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How do you like the Mets right now?
I mean, good for them. They won't do anything though. Same old story. Let's see the postseason.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You could say the same thing about the Yankees, though, right? I mean, the postseason.
I have to be honest. It's the exact same story for the Yankees. I'm expecting absolutely nothing. Ready to be disappointed, and just bracing myself for impact now.
All right, let's get to the task at hand. And, you know, as much as tonight's game is great with Kansas City and Baltimore, if I could only watch one of the two opening night or opening week games, meaning Friday night with Green Bay and Philly, I'm really interested in that game. And we will talk about some of that in the second segment here. But let's start where we got to. Listen, they're going for a three-peat. Mahomes, I think Xavier Worthy is going to be somebody that we're really going to be talking a lot about. Rashee Rice had a ton of off-field problems, a lot of nuttiness. I mean, just stupid, drunk driving at a high rate of speed, all this other crazy stuff. Been a weird off-season for Kansas City. Bullseye on their back to begin with. You know, and then Baltimore goes out and gets Henry, so it gives them a, you know, balance out that offense here a little bit. Lamar is getting up there a little bit. You know, when you're a running quarterback, you're going to take a lot of pounding. So a lot of issues, a confluence of a lot of issues. At first glance, give me your take on Kansas City, Baltimore, general consensus of these two teams, and then let's get into the X's and O's of the game tonight. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Well, Marty, I'm torn because I have Lamar and Derrick Henry on my fantasy team, but I think the Chiefs are going to win, so I'm hoping it's a shootout. Kansas City -3, I think that's a fair line. Some books have it at -2.5. This is a tough one. The Chiefs being home, they got the Taylor Swift effect. It's, you know, the first game after winning the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be tough to take them down tonight. But Baltimore obviously always has a very stingy defense. I think the addition of Derrick Henry here is going to be absolutely huge for them to have a running back that is not, you know, generally speaking, in his career is pretty injury-free versus what we've seen with them with J.K. Dobbins, Keontae Mitchell, who's currently injured, I believe. But I expect this one to be a shootout, man. And what you said about Xavier Worthy, I think he's scoring tonight. Hollywood Brown's out injured. Rashid Rice, I think, is going to be more of their middle-of-the-field short check-down guy. He'll obviously get his looks, have his yards, might score himself. But I'm expecting Mahomes. I think there's almost – it's as guaranteed as a guarantee can get that he's launching a ball downfield to Xavier Worthy. That kid's going to want to show off his speed. His adrenaline's going to be pumping. He's going to be moving extra quick. The fans are going to want to see it. Andy Reid's going to draw something up for him. I'm expecting him to go deep. Whether it's completed or not, you know, that's to be determined. But it's pretty hard to overthrow that guy, and Mahomes certainly won't underthrow him. So I think he's scoring tonight for sure, and I do think that the Chiefs will win this one close.
I think it's going to be an interesting game. I'm going the other way. You know, Kansas City lost to Detroit last year, and everyone kind of looked at that as, oh, my God, they lost. Look, the one thing you can count on with the start of a football season more than any other sport at any level, it happens in college and it happens in pro football, is the complete overreaction to week one. I mean, you ever notice that, Tyler? It's crazy. The earth is flat, and, you know, we're all going to die if Kansas City loses tonight. I think they're going to get beat. I do. But I agree with you on Worthy. I think they're going to throw the ball up there, and he's just going to be one of these guys that's just going to settle under it. And if I'm that Baltimore secondary, I'm telling you right now, they're up night sleepless. Brandon Stevens, Kyle Hamilton, Humphrey, who's outstanding, and then Marcus Williams. That secondary's good, but they're going to get tested tonight because you got to keep an eye on Kelsey. And you're right about Rice. He can cut underneath. It's going to be very tricky. It really and truly is. But I'm interested in how this game unfolds tonight. If Kansas City loses, I think it's an NBG, no big deal. We shall see. I think Baltimore has to come in here, and quite frankly, if it's a shootout, they got no shot. And that's why you got Henry. He's a battering ram. And in short situations, you got a 300-pound fullback, Rashard, the kid out of Maine, who is, you know, obviously a blocker. So I don't think Baltimore can win a game that gets into the high 20s. Do you? I think it's going to stay in the high teens, low 20s. That's it. And this game gets up over 26, 28 points. Kansas City's winning. I think they got to keep it lower scoring than a lot of people anticipate. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that if the Ravens are going to win, that's going to, you know, that's what has to happen. Their defense is going to have to step up, obviously, because obviously, you know, the Chiefs have a solid defense, but the Ravens also have an equally as explosive offense. So if they can find a way to get control of the game early, and we've seen this with the Ravens over the last couple of years, if they get a lead, they run the ball very, very well, and they'll chew up that clock and tick, 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 tick until it's all the way out. So if the Ravens do win this game, I think it's going under the total of 46.5. If the game goes over, the Chiefs are winning 100% in my eyes.
Yep. I think keep an eye on that, and it'll be very, very telling. It shall see. What's the Taylor Swift effect? Come on now. You're going to get that one by me.
They're 10 and 3 when she's there. I mean, hey, look.
Yeah. And if she didn't show up, they'd be 13-0. Come on now. Yeah.
No, I hate that. I hate it. It's so annoying. But like, hey, look, it's one of those numbers things. You can't go on social media nowadays without seeing some numbers conspiracies about these games. It always makes you think a little bit. You're like, hey, does it really matter? I don't think it obviously matters at all. But it's just one of those superstitious things, I guess you could say.
No, it's true. If I was the head of NBC or any of the sports networks, I'd do the same thing. You know, she scores. Her boyfriend's Travis Kelce. The dude and his brother just signed a $100 million podcast deal. So if you don't think they're popular, you're wrong. As much as it drives people crazy, they're very popular. I mean, the only guys in the world that can supplant Joe Rogan in terms of podcast numbers are the Kelces. It's $100 million. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Ridiculous. But they're worth every penny because they drive ears to what they have to say, and it's just the way it is. All right, before we head to break, I do want to, outside of the you know, San Francisco's, the Kansas City's, the ones we acknowledge, just give me one sleeper before we get into Green Bay and Philly. Give me a sleeper this year. And Detroit doesn't qualify. I think it's the Bears, Tyler. I do. For something tells me it's not only going to be a breakout year, I think it's going to be an astonishing breakout year for the Bears. Give me a quick hit. We'll resume on the other side. Let me hear real quick.
Yeah, I think the Bears will get 10 wins this season. They're a team that I think is going to do very well just based on raw talent. I think the only thing that could potentially hold them back is their coaching staff. Another team that I think is going to have a sneaky good year is the Cardinals. I think that the addition of Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be huge for them. Kyler Murray, when he's healthy, obviously is very difficult to play against. And on the flip side, I think the Bills are going to have a bad year. I think it's going to be a down year for them. I don't think they're going to win their division. And I think if they do make it to the playoffs, they're going out early.
Interesting you threw the Cardinals in there, you know. And I worry about the Niners, too. Now, Williams is back, and obviously Ayuk is back. Pearsall gets shot. I mean, they had a lot of noise in the offseason. I don't know if that distracts them much beyond the initial start to the season, but it'll be interesting to keep an eye on the Niners as well. All right, you stick right there. We come back, and we will certainly tell you our thoughts about the NFL in totality. Fantasy players are all ramped up. Start of the season. The way they do it, Thursday night, Friday night, some people say, hey, you know, you're going to be messing with high school football. Listen, it's the first weekend, the first Friday in September, and you got Green Bay, Philadelphia served up. You're getting beautiful back-to-back games. And I'll tell you right now, that quarterback, Jordan Love, up in Green Bay, last time we saw him, it was unbelievable. Can he sustain? Can he keep that mojo going? We're coming back. We're live in New York. The way it sets up tonight, Navarro, Sabalenka, they go early, and then Pegula and Muchova. Going to be a showdown in Flushing. We're coming back here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Sports hit. We've got down to kickoff opening night, a Thursday into a Friday here, Baltimore, Kansas City. But tomorrow night, I'm into this game. There's some history here, obviously, with the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Away we go as we look forward to it. All right, let's get a first glance at this. Last time we saw the Packers, they were doing amazing things. The last time we saw Philadelphia, not so much. Sirianni walked the plank. He survived it. All eyes on him. Jeff Lurie, a very, very patient owner. Not the patience of Jerry Jones, who just, for some reason, refuses to fire coaches. He just talks them into quitting. But Sirianni and the Eagles, under a lot of pressure to deliver, they too, like the aforementioned other teams we talked about, had an oddball offseason. A lot of distractions and things like that. Jalen Hurts, outstanding talent. Let's get your quick first glance at Green Bay, Philly, the teams and franchises in totality, how they figure in the NFC, and then we'll break down the Friday night game. Let me hear, Tyler. Go ahead.
That it's at a neutral site where, you know, in Brazil is going to make worlds of difference, obviously. If the Eagles are home here, I think that it's a no-doubter of a victory. But, you know, neutral field, you never know what can happen. I still think that the Eagles will win. They're a -2.5 favorite. I think they'll cover that spread. I think that they're going to come into the season really fired up. I think that they got a lot of criticism last season. Obviously, the coaching staff, the players, it's just the general play. Jalen Hurts is a little banged up. So I think some of that was a little unfair. But with the addition of Saquon Barkley, it makes them a whole different team now. I expect them to be running the ball a lot more often. Obviously, Jalen Hurts being a mobile quarterback helps them in that facet as well. But the Packers obviously showed us that you can never count them out. I don't think anyone expected what we saw from them last season. Josh Jacobs being added to that team, I think, is a huge plus for them. Obviously, Aaron Jones is a pretty solid back, but he was very injury-prone. I know Josh Jacobs has had his problems with injuries as well, but I expect the Packers to be a solid team to give a good effort in this game. I just don't think it's going to be enough to take down the Eagles. And let's see how Jordan Love does. I mean, he obviously ended the season on top, but, you know, with that comes a lot of added pressure coming into this new season to perform. And if he doesn't get off to a quick start, you know, he's going to be all over the place in terms of, you know, the news outlets, the media shows. Stephen A. Smith will be on him. So he has high expectations now, which, you know, he hasn't really had thus far.
Let me ask you this. Green Bay strikes me as a team, and that game against the Niners was, I think, a fairly sizable case study in what the point I'm going to make. It's like high-flying, high-risk, high-reward. As much as they can look spectacular one moment, I think it can really, really unravel quickly. And that's where I think Jordan Love's going to have to be a bastion of steel nerves, a la the way Rodgers was in his tenure in Green Bay, but he only delivered the one championship. But Watson, Dobbs, I mean, they've got some great skill players. They're talking about Dontavian Wicks being a decent little addition, kind of a third receiver. They can go with four wides, two on each side. That would bring Heath into the situation. So there's weapons there. Jacobs, you mentioned him. I guess I just worry that sometimes it's going to be that Green Bay defense that's going to be the antagonist to that offense. In other words, put a lot of pressure on them to win high-scoring games. Roundabout way of saying, I'm a little more than suspect about Green Bay's defense. What about you on the defensive side?
Well, that's been the issue, and that's ultimately why Rodgers only has one Super Bowl in his time in Green Bay. I think that that's a very valid concern. That is why I'm taking the Eagles to win this one. I don't think the issue is that Green Bay can't score. I think the issue is that they can just as easily get scored on and fast, especially against a team like the Eagles, who can, you know, they have burners on the outside between Smith and A.J. Brown. Those guys can get deep. They can get deep fast. There's two of them. Especially with someone like Saquon, he's a big play machine, and the guy does not go down easy. So they're going to have to wrap him up, get him down when they hit him. They cannot have yards after contact. Because if that's the case and you give these Eagles these little extra, people don't think it matters, these extra 2, 3, 4 yards, you know, after the first attempt to tackle, this one can get out of hand very, very quickly. This is the thing. I think it can be a close game, but I don't think that the Packers can blow the Eagles out. I do think the Eagles can blow the Packers out here.
Yeah. And that's my point. I think you're spot on. It could go one way or the other. I'm going to take Green Bay just to be a little bit a contrarian here, We shall see. But I'll tell you this. I'm concerned about the Eagles, but look at this talent. I mean, they've got so many weapons here. Why aren't they? I mean, what's going on? There's a high level of talent, but a higher level of dysfunction there. What do you make of it? Or do you think that I'm blowing that out of proportion and that they could run away and hide in this division?
Yeah. I think that they're going to get that sorted out. I think that last year was a learning opportunity for all of them, and they got a high amount of criticism. And I think it's impossible to not hear that, especially in the city that they're in Philadelphia. You know, there's teams that get criticized all the time, but Philadelphia criticism is second to none. So I think that the defense is going to step up big time. We saw that was, you know, what we thought was a huge strength of theirs was a weakness last season. They had some good draft picks. I know Cooper DeJean, the cornerback, there's high expectations for him. He's a freak athlete on the corner. And we'll see, man. C.J. Gardner-Johnson as well, you know, that's a huge addition. So I think that they shored up their main weakness on the defensive end. And I think that, you know, they can really turn it around this year. I think we're going to see the Philadelphia Eagles of 2-3 years ago versus last year coming into this season.
Because you're such a prolific soccer guy, and I know you are not going to dun Brazil, but Mexico City, Brazil, I don't have a huge problem with it, but the European series drives me nuts. I get the globalization of the NFL, but I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me. It just doesn't. Does it bother you at all, Mexico City, Brazil, and the games in London, and now, you know, Frankfurt, Germany, and God only knows where else we're going to play games, Spain, probably right around the corner? It bothers me little bit. I get old school. I sound like a grumpy old man that yells at kids that run across my lawn. But I don't have a lawn. I live in a very urban setting. But I don't like these games, Tyler. I mean, I like the games. I don't like the venues. Talk me off the ledge here. Am I being weird or what? Tell me.
No, I agree. I like that there's a Friday game. And when they have these London games, I like that there's football at 9 a.m. But I don't like that it's not, you know, a home field. That's what bothers me. Like, you have, you know, this is a home game. I don't know which one is home, but it's considered a home game for one of them. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I just don't like that they're playing games in stadiums that aren't their stadiums, which is what's frustrating for me. Like, you see it in the soccer world for, you know, the cup finals, but that's like the Super Bowl. That makes sense. You know, it's a neutral site. It's predetermined before the season starts, and they play it at the end. This week one in Brazil just feels a little weird to me that they're starting their season off on the both teams are starting their season off on the road in a completely different country. I think I might feel better about it if it was a couple weeks into the season, but week one in Brazil, just it doesn't feel right that they're the Eagles' first game and the Packers' first game, two storied franchises, is in a completely different country. It's just weird.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are listed as the home team, and I know on their site they were promoting trips to Brazil, so I think they took more of an active role in this. Now, the minute I say that, I'll be wrong. But, hey, what was the best offseason pickup for them? Was it Barkley? I think Jahan Dotson's acquisition was huge, too. I really do. Now, look at Barkley, if he stays healthy, and that's the key, he is going to totally change or give them an element of just – running and even catching the ball a little bit. But was the Dotson acquisition kind of lost because Barkley came in with more of a high profile?
I think that the biggest acquisition for them isn't even on the offensive end. I think it's C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I think that was a huge weakness for them, is the cornerback position last season. And, you know, this guy's a dog, and he talks smack. He obviously was with the Eagles back in 2022 as well, but he had a great year with Detroit last season, and I think that this was the position that they needed to shore up. I think that obviously you can't underestimate the Saquon acquisition, and that's obviously huge for them, but it's easy to say that that's the best pick up for them in the offseason. So I'm going with something that's a little less traditional, because we all know how good Saquon is, and we all know that it's a huge upgrade for them. I mean, he's an upgrade for pretty much almost every single team in the league outside of, you know, maybe you could say Detroit, San Francisco. You know, Saquon would walk into any team and be the best player in that backfield. But he's obviously huge for them. But I think on the defensive end, they did a great job shoring up that defense to make sure that they can dominate this year again.
All right.
Happened the previous season.
And I agree with you on Gardner Johnson. Outstanding talent. But I like the fact that Dotson's, you know, Penn State guy coming to Philly, kind of a Keystone State guy, if you will. I think that's going to be interesting to watch. All right. Size up this NFC East, because I can go either way. I mean, the Commanders are going to be fun to watch. I do. The Giants are the Giants. You just don't know. I think Daboll, if he doesn't get it done, you can mark my words, Bill Belichick's going to be coaching in the Meadowlands next year. I'll tell you, everyone's saying Dallas, and I'll bite onto that a little bit and chew on it but spit it out, because if the Giants don't perform this year, Brian Daboll is on his way back up to Niagara Falls where he's from, and Bill Belichick's going to be getting his mail and blowing a whistle down in the Meadowlands. That's my thought. So Giants, Commanders, Eagles, Cowboys, known as the NFC East. How do you see this division?
I think that Bill Belichick's going to be deciding between Dallas and the Giants, because if Dallas doesn't win, McCarthy's out as well, and I don't expect the Giants to do anything this year because Daniel Jones is pathetic. So he's going to have his pick essentially between the two, and hopefully his history with the Giants brings him to us. With that being said, I have the Eagles finishing first, Cowboys second, Giants and Commanders third and fourth. Either way, they're both in the suck.
All right, I want to do a little baseball, and I want you to weigh in on an off week because you have a new time for your soccer show. It's going to be on tomorrow, and I want you to hang in there. Do so, okay? We'll come back. We're live in New York. You can hear the sirens right here in Gotham. We're getting ready for big tennis tonight on Sports Byline.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We'll do a little baseball later, but I want to, you know, announce that the very popular First Touch soccer program is going to be Friday afternoons. And I always mess up the time because I'm just, you know, I'm in the Midwest. We're based in San Francisco. Tyler and Nico are on the East Coast. They talk about European Premier League, which is 5 or 6 hours different. But we're going to be excited. So it's going to be 5 to 6 Eastern, 4 to 5 Central, beginning tomorrow, and I can't wait. I really can't wait. And it's a good time to transition to I won't say a better time because you're going to hear weekend replays, but it's an off week, which is weird. But, you know, I guess the question that I want to start with is, you know, who's the biggest threat to Manchester City? And, you know, the early 3 weeks kind of gives us what? You know, Brighton's going to be good. Newcastle United's going to be good. Liverpool's going to factor. You know, so, I mean, it's fairly evident, evidentiary of 3 weeks. But you go ahead and take a stab at that question.
Yeah.
Who is most likely? Yeah.
There's two people. It's Liverpool and Arsenal. I mean, Liverpool have played 3 games. They've won 3 games. They've scored 7 goals. They've given up 0. Arsenal, outside of just getting absolutely screwed by the ref in their game against Brighton, have played 2. They've won, played 3, won 2. They, you know, tied Brighton, which is, you know, they got screwed ultimately. But it's going to be a 3-dog race here. I think Arsenal are the better of, you know, Liverpool and Arsenal, but, you know, you never know. I mean, Liverpool have looked absolutely fantastic, and their new manager seems to have the squad looking really good. He seems intelligent. He broke down, his strategy against Manchester United in a post-match interview after the game, and, I mean, they looked fantastic. So I think that those are really the 3 teams. I think everyone else is pretty much competing for a top 4 spot. Brighton have looked fantastic. I think they'll continue to play well. Newcastle haven't looked great, but played well against Tottenham. Aston Villa haven't looked great either, but they're definitely a team that has a strong enough squad to compete. And then I think everyone else is pretty much, they're going to have to overperform for the rest of the season to get that top 4 spot. I think that the people who are really in the race for it are Villa. I think Brighton are going to be in the race for it. I don't think that they'll get there. Chelsea, I don't think really have a shot. The way United are playing, I don't think they have a shot either. And Tottenham or Tottenham, you know, if they get it, they get it. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the most likely to get back into the top 4 is Villa. I think they're going to do it again this season. But we'll see how things pan out. I'm certainly excited to see how things turn out after this international break that we're on when games resume on the 14th of September.
Yeah. Tyler Levine with us talking some EPL. Is Brentford surprising? I don't know much about them, and I'm not going to pretend I do, but at the same time, I find it interesting. They've gotten off to a decent start. Has this been more of a surprise, or give me a quick hit on Brentford? We never talk about them.
Not necessarily a surprise. They're a very gritty team. They're a team that you don't ever expect to be, you know, the big dogs. But with that being said, they can always give you trouble. They lost Ivan Toney to the Saudi Arabian Pro League. I mean, it's tough for him. I mean, he was earning, I think it was like $30,000 a week. He's now making $800,000 a week. So, you know, can you really blame him? And he wanted a big money move. I'm very shocked that a team like Arsenal or Chelsea did not make that move. I would have loved to see him at United as well. He's a hell of a player. But they're a gritty team. They play City coming out of the international break at Manchester City. I don't expect them to win that game at all. I mean, Man City's a -575 money line, over-unders 3.5. But when they played, I believe it was at City last season, they got off to a 1-0 lead, ended up losing the game 2-1 or 3-1. But they're certainly a gritty team. They have some great players. Mbeumo is fantastic. Wissa's a great player. Janssen's a good player as well. And they're well coached. They know who they are, and I think that's important in the Premier League. They're not going to try and go out and play any sort of different game. They're going to stick true to their game plan. They're going to take their chances. They're going to play on the counterattack, and they do that very well.
You're hitting a whole new hour, a whole different audience. Let's throw it out there. You and Mr. Nico Beef Sauce, if nothing else, and I'm not taking a shot. I love the guy. But you'll never forget the name Beef Sauce. You just can't. I mean, people say, why do you call him Beef Sauce? I said, because that's his name. But talk about how this whole thing came together. It's fascinating that you two guys hadn't a clue about each other. You've come together and have put together a presentation that is just second to none. I truly, truly do love it. And you got a huge compliment today from my colleague, Brock Hines, who said he, too, isn't the biggest soccer guy, but he absolutely loves what you've done with me and what you've done with Mr. Beef Sauce. Go ahead. Tell us how it all came to be, First Touch, and what they're going to hear tomorrow night and moving forward. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly appreciate all the praise, and it's something that I just truly love doing. Me and Nico came together through you, Marty, actually. We were introduced out of nowhere. We got on a phone call together. We spoke for like an hour and a half just about the game and, you know, the teams that we like and the leagues that we love. We focus on the English Premier League, but, you know, as the season continues to progress, we obviously will be touching on some of the other big teams and big leagues, obviously the Real Madrids and Barcelonas of the world, Bayern Munich, AC Milan. They're in a whole different world of trouble right now with off-the-field issues. Haven't been playing well either, but we're going to be doing some interesting stuff. I mean, tomorrow's episode will certainly be just discussing the first 3 weeks, you know, who's overperformed, who's underperformed, what we expect moving forward after the international break. We'll go through some, you know, off-season moves that we are happy with, not happy with. We'll definitely be touching on some of the other leagues in this off week. I think it's a good time to do that. I certainly want to speak on Real Madrid and how they've looked thus far. Mbappe finally got his goal, scored two in the game against Betis last week. Finally, it was a huge talking point, obviously, just like we see with NFL. I mean, you know, week one goes by, everyone overreacts. The guy played two games and didn't score. It was like the world is on fire. Silence his critics, but there's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot that we have to talk about. Specifically with the Premier League, there's a lot of teams that are in really weird places right now. Manchester United, Chelsea, I think, you know, and on the flip side, teams that have just shocked us. I think, you know, Brighton, obviously, Liverpool. You know, you never know when a coach like Jurgen Klopp leaves what's going to happen and how the team is going to progress and if they're either going to continue on the path that they were on or regress significantly like we saw when Sir Alex Ferguson left Manchester United. I mean, it's been an absolute bloodbath at the club for the last 10 years plus. So there's a lot to talk about, even though it's an off week and there's not necessarily games to discuss and predict. There's certainly a hell of a lot to talk about in regards to the English Premier League and the rest of the world.
Dude, last Saturday and Sunday was pure gold. I mean, it was. It was only week three, but there was some riveting games. And it was a few blowouts, but I mean, it was really, really good stuff, including the late draw that my buddy got. It was doing cartwheels. So, I mean, those goals in the 90th minute just cracked me up. I mean, because you know what people are doing. They're sweating out they're either sweating out a draw or they're sweating out a one-goal lead in their favor. You know where I'm going with this. And those late goals are killers. Absolute killers, Tyler.
I mean, I can't even express how many times I've had, you know, a draw and the score is 1-1 and I'm watching the clock tick and stoppage time comes up and I'm like, all right, we're going to do it. Last tick of the game, someone scores, there's an own goal. You got the over or the under, you're rooting for no goals and someone scores. You're rooting for someone to score and they don't. They miss a chance off the crossbar. I mean, that's what makes it so interesting is that, you know, it really, truly, especially in the EPL, comes down to the very last second. And sometimes the season comes down to the last second. And obviously the one everyone thinks about is the Aguero goal against QPR. They beat Manchester United for the season-long league. 38 weeks, they won on goal differential. They finished with the exact same amount of points, but they had a better goal differential and ended up winning the league. So that's what's interesting. You know, every single week truly does matter, and that's why it's so intense, and that's why you see the talk sports of the world reacting week in and week out so dramatically, because it really does matter. A tie in week three could be the difference of you winning or losing the league. I mean, Arsenal lost the league last year by 2 points. You know, that's the difference of winning one game at any point throughout the season. If they were to have won one different game, they could have, you know, they would have won the league, and they didn't. And, you know, their drought continues. So that's what makes it so interesting. Every single game is a playoff game, and you cannot underestimate anyone at all. Anyone can take you down. And you'll see it throughout the season. You know, the team in 14th place will take down City. I mean, City lost to Wolves last year, which obviously nobody expected early on after. I believe they started on like six games in a row. They won and lost to Wolves. Might have been three, but, you know. And the other interesting part is, some, you know, these teams can go on runs. I mean, City, they've done it a couple times, will win 10, 11, 12 games in a row, and you're like, man, what the hell is happening here? And, you know, the dramatics are just insane. I mean, look at the Everton game last week. They were up 2-0 in the 86th minute. Bournemouth score in the 87th, the 92nd, and the 96th to win 3-2 on the road. I mean, it was insane. It was the latest that anyone in the Premier League history has ever held a two-goal lead and lost the game. And we just saw it last weekend. So there's history being made week in, week out. The games are dramatic. Even a team like Leicester City, they just came up. You know, they score a goal in the 73rd minute, 2-1. They had their chances. They easily could have tied that game up. And it's just so interesting week in, week out.
Well, a week ago Sunday, I was watching one, and a team went up 2-1, so then the draw is out the window. But hold on a minute. Uh-oh. They're going up to the film. They're going to look. Guess what? The goal comes down. It ends 2-2 or 1-1. It's crazy. I'm watching you guys. I love it, and the interest, I get it. I absolutely get it. And here's the beautiful thing about it. It starts early Saturday morning. It starts early Sunday morning before people want to sign up for more pain by betting on college and pro football. Right?
Yeah, that's the best part, man. You don't have to miss any of the football, because don't get me wrong, like there's very little things that can get in the way of me watching an NFL game, and I don't even have to worry about it with the soccer. I start my day, wake up, drink my coffee, get up nice and early, open the window, get some fresh air in there, a game is on. I mean, some days you have 2, 3, 4 games before NFL even starts up, and then, you know, you just carry it on 7 a.m. to, you know, 10 or 11 p.m., depending on where you live. Just sports, 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 the best.
Yeah, and I do want to say it because I do it every time, and that is, look, wagering on sports is for some. For me, it's a non-starter, and if you're out there and you're doing it and you're in over your head, please stop. It could really, really get out of control and cause irreparable damage. And I say this, Tyler, because it's out there, man. It's in everybody's face, no matter what. It's on the screens for TV, baseball, you name it. You got, you know, wagering in action or in running, whatever they call it. It's while the game's going on, it's absolutely insane. But it is what it is. And some people, hey, look, that's why we have taverns. That's why we have places that sell tobacco and other things. Moderation is the key. All right, give me a minute or two on baseball. I jokingly talk about the Mets, but you know what? I like this team. I do, and they're going to get in. I'm convinced they're going to get in. Now it's going to be them or what? The Braves, but I do think Steve Cohen is going to ultimately, and he's got the financial resources. I think the Mets are on a good trajectory right now. Throw out your Yankee bias. You got to give the Mets a little bit of credit. They've been on a tear, and Lindor is outstanding. And if he can convince Soto to come across the White Stone and play in Queens, you're going to have some real tough winter days ahead of you. What do you think?
I mean, I think the Mets will blow it. They always find a way to do it. I think the Braves will get in the playoffs. With that being said, they have been playing well. I'll give them their credit where the credit's due. There's just something about them. It's just like Tottenham. They can sign whoever they want. They can spend as much money they want. They'll find a way to mess it up. Until they don't, I'm sticking with that. In regards to the Yankees, yeah, we are a half a game back on Baltimore. Baltimore's obviously been playing well. But I think that they're too young still. I still think that they're not going to ultimately get it done and win a World Series. I think that it's, you know, the Yankees will make it to the playoffs and find a way to blow it. You know, just because I give it to the Mets doesn't mean I'm not honest. The Yankees are in the exact same spot right now. They always find a way to screw it up. But, you know, I'm hoping that I'm wrong this season.
Good job. And I think Soto will re-sign with the Yankees, but he is close to Lindor's. We shall see. We are out of time. Tyler, we look forward to tomorrow. I can't wait. I'll be in New York. I am going to listen to that full hour, and then I'll take over after you guys are done. I appreciate you, buddy. Tyler Levine. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
How long? This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports here, coming down the home stretch, and glad everyone is getting ready for football as we get ready for Baltimore, Kansas City tonight, Green Bay, and the Eagles in Brazil. We look forward to that. Tennis is going to be outstanding, in my opinion. Last night, not so much. Sinner, I thought, I mean, Medvedev was his own worst enemy, but Sinner is just he is so good. To me, he's he and Alcaraz are out there all by themselves. You know, I'm Djokovic, the only stab I'll take at Djokovic is age, you know. But he's still a warrior. But Medvedev is right there. You know, he's outside that top four. I think Tommy Paul's got a bright future. I don't think there's any question about that. And as far as the American side of the equation, we've got an all-American semifinal matchup, which I don't think anybody really, well, I don't say anybody, but did anybody really think that it was even likely? I would say not. But there again, I've known I've been wrong about a few things. But you look at Tiafoe and Fritz. You got the 12-seeded Fritz, Tiafoe 20, and then you've got Sinner, who's the top seed, and Draper, the Brit, seeded at 25. There's your final four. Sinner is an overwhelming favorite, and Fritz and Tiafoe, slight favorite to Fritz. Tiafoe, I said it a week ago, I'm going to stick to it. I think he's going to get to the final. I think he's going to win. I do. Can he beat Sinner? I don't know. I didn't think we'd see what we saw in the women's draw, and all the top seeds are gone. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez, thank you very much. Just renamed him Donovan. How about that? Yeah, stay with us throughout the night here on Sports Overnight America, Thursday into a Friday on Sports Byline. Adios.